In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Lots still to get to on an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, Mark Ein, Minority Commander's owner, and also a key figure in the Mubadala City DC Open, big tennis event that is coming to DC in July. He will join us at 8.
And there's some big names in that. There were last year too, but there's
So we'll talk about the Mubadala City DC Open and some Commanders questions sprinkled in there as well, especially about the new stadium. So he's coming on at 8. And of course, Kevin McCarthy joins us at 9. He will break down the latest and last Mission Impossible offering, The Final Reckoning, in theaters tomorrow. So he'll be on the show at 9 o'clock.
Will you see it this weekend, Cakes? You're a blockbuster guy.
I'm generally a blockbuster guy.
I don't feel like you're necessarily a Mission Impossible guy. You're more of a Marvel guy.
I'm not the biggest MI guy. I would, if I had to bet on it.
Did you see the last one?
I saw it, but not in the theater. I was away till
didn't
it
we
comes.
Didn't we do a screening for it? I thought we did a screening.
I think I was away that week. Yeah, I didn't make it. I'm going to guess I'll see it at some point, but probably not as Drab was imploring everybody to go to the theater to see it. I might be just waiting until it's $6 at home type of guy.
Did we mention on the show that, speaking of screenings, we did a screening for that, and we also did a screening for Roadhouse.
Yes.
That they're going to do a sequel to Roadhouse?
I mean, it's just,
I think Guy Ritchie might be directing it. Well, he's kind of a silly director.
The only thing that tells me is that the reboot that was done on Amazon Prime, and I think it had a short theater release as well, it must have drawn a lot of eyeballs. It did well enough for them to consider doing a sequel. I mean, I still like the original, OG Roadhouse, course, better, but I mean, the reboot was entertaining.
It was entertaining only because it was free.
That is true. I don't know that I would watch it a second time, but I can't
believe that Conor McGregor's alive.
I couldn't believe he's alive either.
I guess it happened
something in the credits. He showed up.
Now, another guy who
walked out of the hospital.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Another guy who may be lucky to be alive after this weekend, he's sitting behind the glass wearing a Lido Pizza hoodie. It's Mike Marr, because he's going down to the Outer Banks and he's going to hang out at a party house with like 22 people. Over the weekend.
Just like our sweatshirts, Cakes, I'm not going to cut any corners this weekend.
I like that. I like that approach.
No stones unturned. But yeah, I leave tonight. I'm going to stay down in Virginia Beach for a night at a buddy's house. His parents own a crib in Virginia Beach.
Right.
Wake up tomorrow morning. We're going to hit the links at like 11 o'clock in Outer Banks. Our check-in's at 4. But yeah, 22 people, 12 girls, 10 guys. We got a nice silly crib.
It's a good ratio.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of smashing in that house over the weekend. Are these people who are like romantically linked already, or their possibilities? Like, what's the setup?
There's a couple couples, and then we got some friends of friends. So, you know, and then also people I go way back with. So a good mixture of people.
All right.
But yeah, block away from the beach. I just hope the weather holds up. It's supposed to be like high 60s and then a little cloudy.
Little chilly.
Yeah, a little cold.
So that just means that you're cranking up the boozing if the weather isn't great.
Yeah,
I think big
shout out to Bobby Blicky. Stopped by Total Wine yesterday, picked up a bunch of Surfsides, so he's supplying the drinks.
Very
JP's
nice.
Giving me some too.
Excellent.
Surfside Memorial Day is a perfect combo.
It definitely is.
I brought him some Scotty's vodka. He asked if I had any Scotty's vodka at home. I didn't realize I had as much as I did.
You had just overflowing amount.
I'm bringing him three bottles.
Are you bringing three empty bottles by the end of the weekend?
I need to see Mar's Memorial Day playlist.
Ooh, that's a great call. Like for him just playing throughout the weekend?
Because I'm sure they'll be just cruising through it day after day and night after night.
Yeah.
Like, does he have a nighttime party vibes playlist and then a beach playlist?
Right.
Or is it all on the same one-stop shop?
I don't know that he's put that much thought into it.
You got to put that much thought into it.
Okay.
I mean, the weekend is very dependent on the playlist.
The tunes are very important. This is true.
Yeah, when I'm boots on the ground at the beach, I'm going to be blasting a lot of country. Morgan Wallen's new album's going to be getting taxed a lot. And then probably at night, I'll pass the reins of the aux over to some of my friends that kind of have the chiller music and stuff. Mm. But I'll set the tone every morning.
Okay.
The pro move, Mar, is you got to give the girls the aux cord because they're the heartbeat of your party.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I do have an old school playlist with, like, you know, songs from like 2010, like, you know, that everyone kind of knows.
That's old school. That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
The 2010.
I feel like he's a little bit similar to Valdez. He's kind of an old soul because he does appreciate some older music. I feel like you're going to have some older music. Older than 2010, weaved into the playlist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, personally, I'll be bumping a lot of old school music, but I just don't know if everyone will like that. I mean, I'm going to get my Guns N' Roses in, my Metallica, AC/DC.
Oh, very good. Look at you.
But like I said,
Quinn's playlist.
Yeah, the sound of it. That's setting the tone. And then, yeah, country during the day. We'll see, you know, where it all takes us. And then Sunday, we're doing this nice seafood boil.
Ah.
I've never done that before.
Very good. Look at you guys. I'm getting delicious. All fancy. I like it.
What is a seafood boil?
That's where you just throw like shrimp, corn, vegetables,
andouille, onion.
Yeah.
You put it in a big pot and boil it with like a package of seasoning.
Yeah. Then you got like a picnic table. You put some like paper over and you just throw it on there and everybody has a feast.
It's a second tier crab feast.
It is a lower tier crab feast, but it's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
When you split a house with 22 people, how much did you have to pay for your weekend there?
It was
a 22 person.
And how many bedrooms do they have? That's a critical question.
I think it's like 10 bedrooms.
Okay.
And then like 9 baths and then, you know, pool, hot tub outside. There's a bunch of like arcade stuff to do in the house type, like, you know, like darts, pool table, ping pong table, foosball.
Okay, right.
But I think I paid, it was like, we paid a couple months ago, like $215 a person.
Okay. Was that three nights?
Yeah, three
Friday,
nights.
Friday,
Saturday. Which day do you go down?
So we check in Friday in OBX, but I'm leaving tonight and staying in Virginia Beach with some friends.
Oh, I gotcha.
What are the chances he gets that security deposit back?
Zero.
With 22 people?
Yeah.
It's a great question. How much was security deposit?
I couldn't tell you.
That tells me that he doesn't care about it.
When will the drinking start on Friday?
Oh, when they hit the golf course.
Yeah. So there's only five of us hitting the links, and our tee time, it's like 10:30 or something.
You guys have a fivesome?
Yeah.
I think.
So everyone else said they're going to be.
I didn't even know the course is allowed that.
So it doesn't really make sense.
I know. Such a muni.
But yeah, everyone else was talking like, oh, they want to hang out at the beach all day before check-in.
No.
I was
when
like,
it's
the
50 degrees, 60 degrees.
Exactly. They're going to be there for like 4 hours on the beach just with all their stuff in their car. Right. I was like, yeah, no, let me go stripe some fairways.
Okay.
And I'll catch up with yous when I see yous.
Yeah, I need you in tip-top shape for the Purple Heart.
That's right, Mike. He's going to be coming off his OBX trip.
Yeah, it's my home course.
That's right.
For the Purple Heart. So, you know, Valdez, he can read the greens, but I'll be reading the fairways.
How many packs of coffin nails are you packing in your bags?
a lot of coffin nails.
Okay.
But I got to pick and choose when I smoke them because I don't want, you know, to just be boofing, walking around the crib.
So understood.
You know, everyone goes to bed or something.
Okay, good.
How much would someone have to pay you to go sleep in that house with 22 people for 3 days?
I mean, it would have to be a lot. That's not my scene anymore.
Hell no.
Because I couldn't do it. It's a binge drinking palooza.
They're going to start at 8 a.m.
I can't hang.
3 a.m.
Can't do it.
I couldn't do it. I'd be done after 2 hours.
Yeah.
Dunsky.
Too old. This is a trip for the young.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views. and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And young at heart.
I could go from about 4 to 7, and then I'd be out, and I'm sleeping.
Think about that drive back on Monday and how you feel of 3 days of boozing.
Oh, and there's and a billion people making the drive.
Yeah.
Well, we got an extra pull-out couch if you change your mind.
Okay, all right. Appreciate that. Appreciate that invite.
I'll meet you there.
All right, don't forget, when we come back, we'll be joined by Mark Ein, part of the Commanders Ownership Group. He's going to help promote the 2025 Mubadala City D.C. Open tennis event. We'll talk to Mark Ein next on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.